USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
It's not just Democrats who hope Donald Trump gets defeated in the 2020 presidential race. The president tells reporters other countries are holding out on deals, hoping to secure better deals with someone else in the White House.
I don't blame China. I blame the United States for allowing that to happen. So if I'm President Xi, or if I'm frankly Iran, and Iran wants to make a deal, I can tell you that right now. But if I'm Iran, I'll probably say, man, if I can hold out, I'm going to wait for a sleepy Joe Biden instead of Trump. Because sleepy Joe, we can make any deal we want with him. He doesn't know what's happening.
Speaking at the National Urban League Conference in Indianapolis, Democratic presidential candidate and mayor of South Bend, Pete Buttigieg, had some harsh words for the president.
My generation saw this country elect its first black president and then turn around and elect a racist to the White House. And we ought to call that what it is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Donald Trump says he's spoken with new British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and the two nations already are working on a new trade agreement. Trump says he anticipates a great relationship with Johnson.
He's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. I think we're going to have a great relationship, and Boris is going to be a great prime minister. I predict he will be a great prime minister. He has what it takes. They needed him for a long time.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler held a news conference Friday, and he started by praising former special counsel Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller is a man of honor and integrity. He has led a life defined by service to his country. Some have argued that because Director Mueller was reluctant to testify and seemed older than some remembered him, his work is somehow diminished. It is not.
The number of Democrats now supporting an impeachment inquiry against the president has grown to nearly 100. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A private event involving Vice President Mike Pence ends up costing the public, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A Colorado sheriff says the private fundraiser that featured Vice President Pence ran up a huge tab for local public law enforcement. Pitkin County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo says no one connected to the fundraiser is talking to him about the $24,000 cost that was connected to the Pence visit to Aspen on Monday. DeSalvo telling the Aspen Daily News he's not through asking for the money, which he believes should be paid by Pence's fundraiser organizer, because he says the vice president's appearance was for purely political reasons and not public. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Congresswoman Haley Stevens of Michigan delivers the weekly Democratic address discussing the party's legislative accomplishments in the first 200 days, particularly the Butch-Lewis Act.
The Butch-Lewis Act is a pragmatic, bipartisan solution to the multi-employer pension crisis that could have devastating consequences for workers, retirees, businesses, and taxpayers if we do not take action.
Stevens says their For the People agenda delivers for the middle class by lowering the cost of health care and providing more economic opportunities. And she says Democrats in the House have addressed gun violence, climate change, and delivered for the LGBTQ community, and also stepped up to protect Dreamers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.